transcribed.
From Hollywood, NBC brings you Hedda Hopper. Hedda Hopper, who daily reports to 30 million readers in America and 8 foreign countries, now reports to you on the air. Here is Hedda Hopper's Hollywood, from a desk by the window looking right down on Hollywood and Vine.
Look over my shoulder while I write my column. We'll have news about famous people here in Hollywood and elsewhere, and personal visits with Danny Thomas, Sharman Douglas, Carolina Cotton, and Douglas Fairbanks Jr. Rita Hayworth's Princess Ali Khan is expecting another baby. She hopes for a son this time, since girls complicate things in the Muslim religion. Also, she believes sons stand a much better chance of inheriting titles than mummies. Rita and Ali will come directly from India to Hollywood. A home is being sought for them here under an assumed name. The Bertine Testers expect their fourth child in July. Bert brought his father to my house the other evening, and as the lovely lady passed, Papa said to me, "My eyesight's poor, but wasn't it Irene Dunne?" "It certainly was. Like to meet her?" I asked. "He would." Then he told her that of all show folks, she was his favorite. "What about Bert?" Irene asked. "Oh, that. He's just family." Father Carney, a Catholic priest from Washington, D.C., came here for a few days. He expected to return to Washington to start a half-hour radio show, but was taken ill and had to enter the St. John's Hospital. Then his friends, Leo McCary, Bing Crosby, and Ward Bond, took over his show for him. John Wayne will do it next week, and as long as the good father has to remain here, his friends will carry on for him. A dentist here is called Dr. Hopalong Cassidy. Instead of a regular dental chair, he has one of Hoppy's saddles fixed up for the kids to ride. And the young fry have so much fun, they forget all the pain. Today is the birthday of a famous figure in show business. He was born, according to Who's Who, in an upholstered garage on the far north side in the city of Chicago. Another interesting fact, he was born a full-grown man 10 years ago. Who is he? Well, he can be seen every fourth week on NBC's Four Star Theater on TV. His name, of course, is Antonio Buccellupi.
Buccellupi, Paolo, Garibaldi, De Napoli, Giulia, the two Americans.
Thank you. At least I can pronounce the name of this character's illustrious father, Danny Thomas.
Thank you. Thank you. And Hedda, I say thank you for the toniest birthday announcement Tony ever had. And I'd like to sing a song for him. Is it all right with you?
But of course.
Thanks a lot. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Tony. Happy birthday to you.
Well, that's a very fine way to treat such a valuable partner.
Well, I got to talk fast. It's his birthday, not mine. Who wants to listen to Thomas?
Well, then let us listen to Antonio.
All righty. I'll tell you what. I would like for you to hear the sketch that was present the day he was born. This character I happen to like to do because he sounds exactly like my father-in-law. Exactly. With well, apologies to my lovely wife, who incidentally also speaks like my father-in-law. Antonio, there'll be no room for me at home tonight. Well, Antonio Pazzicalup is calling the county building. He wants to speak to the registrar of birth certificates. His wife is presenting him with their second son. There was a mix-up with the first son. He named that child Tom, T-O-M, but the birth certificate read Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. Now Antonio doesn't want to be double-crossed a second time. He's calling the county building to make sure they get the name right. Sounds like this. Hello. Hello, operation. Hey, Bison, open up your house. Hello, operation. Operation, give me circle two, capolo is another two, please. No, no, you ain't got it. I said circle two, capolo is another two. Capolo, oh, that's a capolo, you know? And another one, too.
No one, too. Not a one, too. Hey, Goomba, you know the two you got on the top? Put a stamp gun on the bottom. Hello? Tootsie Shores? Who's asked for Tootsie Shores? I got them anyhow. Hey, put up the UN. I said, put up the UN. UN, jiggle your own hook. I'm going to jiggle mine a couple of times. Put up the UN. Hey, hello. Hey, Stubro, operate. Hey, what number I got to call to get a circle of two, a couple of O's, another two? Couple of O's, oh, I know call you a horse. I say, oh. And another one, too. And the police make it quick. I'm hot in the booth. I say, I'm hot in the booth. The telephone in the booth is hot. Hello? I got you, huh? Hey, wait on. I want you to make a stick with a fellow to make up the Boris Estabatism. The Boris Estabatism. Hey, you got on the police. You push him up. I'm hot in the booth. Hello, that's you? That's me. Who's me? Who's you? Hey, a couple of years ago this time, my wife, she got a little bambino. I'm going to say the name of Tommy. You put it down to Tomas. This one is the name of Jack. I don't want to have no trouble with you.
That man, Danny Thomas, and so does 20th Century Fox. And they're releasing Danny Thomas's new picture, Call Me Mister, which he practically steals single-handed. You know, he's on radio, TV, nightclubs, movies. Yes, Danny has a rousing success. There was a different kind of party here last week. No cocktails, no awards, no publicity. It was given by the Hollywood Christian Group, founded last year by Jane Russell, Connie Haynes, Colleen Townsend, Roy Rogers, and Porter Hall. Ronnie Reagan said, you know, a generation ago, actors couldn't be buried in the churchyard. It's too bad people can't hear the good instead of the bad things about us. Betty Hutton's heartbroken. She's in Sarasota, Florida, and can't be present to receive her photoplay award tomorrow night. She was voted the most popular actress of last year, and it's the first award she's ever had. Dennis Day hit the jackpot Friday night. He opened in the Las Vegas nightclub while his third son was being born in Los Angeles. Charmaine Douglas, the lovely blonde daughter of our ex-ambassador to England, the girl who was Princess Margaret's constant companion, has been living in a little apartment in Hollywood for exactly 1 week. Since it's quite a jump from the Court of St. James to Hollywood and Vine, and I know people are curious, so I ask Charmaine, what brought her here?
The same thing that brings most people to California, to get a job. I know everybody has me getting engaged to all sorts of people, but the truth is I'm 22 years old. I don't want to be married, and I do want to work, and not as an actress. So when Gabriel Pascal offered me a public relations position for this new RKO picture, And the Trees and the Lions, I jumped at the chance. Hollywood is quite a place. I started working on Tuesday, and by Thursday I was at a lion farm with our star, Gene Simmons. We had pictures taken, sitting on and petting a real lion, complete with teeth and claws. I think it frightened me almost as much as being told I'd have to be interviewed today by Hedda Hopper.
Well, what a way to end your first week in Hollywood. But there it is. That's what Charmaine Douglas is doing. The girl who's had so much publicity herself is now dishing it out. And did you notice, RKO, how she worked the name of your picture into that conversation just like a veteran? Thank you, Charmaine. February 15th has been proclaimed Mario Lanza Day in Scranton, Pennsylvania. He'll do a concert under the auspices of the Junior League and will be given a dinner by the Chamber of Commerce. 10 years ago, Mario was in Scranton playing semi-professional football for $10 a day. The J. Carol Nashes are celebrating their 23rd wedding anniversary today. Audrey Cocker has promised Armand Deutsch to retire from the screen when they marry this summer. Never tangle with a one-man band, particularly if it's a woman. Here in Hollywood, there's a Calamity Jane who's been muscling in on a traditionally masculine field, to wit,
being a rough, tough star of Western pictures for Columbia. She's the first Western heroine to ride out into the sunset, leaving the cowboys far behind. Yes, she not only looks lovely, but rides, ropes, shoots, bulldogs, spins the lariat.
But, Hannah, what about yodeling?
Now, wait a minute. Her name is Carolina Cotton, and what? What did you say?
Oh, Carolina, that's because I come from Arkansas.
I mean yodeling. You said something about...
Oh, of course, it's easy. All you have to do is just open your mouth...
Arkansas?
3 miles south of Cache.
I'm lost. I'm supposed to be talking about your career in Westerns.
Oh, that's right. Now, just say lady.
What?
Lady.
What's that, the name of a horse? All right, lady.
Yes. Now, look, you got to sing it like this. Lady.
Lady.
Oh, fine. Now, 3 times, real fast.
Lady, lady. Oh, no. Couldn't we do it with men or something?
Oh, Hattie, this is real easy. I'm teaching you how to yodel.
Well, if Cholula Bankhead can sing, I guess I can tackle a yodel.
Sure you can. Now let's sing. Here's your words, and these are mine. Y'all ready, boys? Ain't got no electricity.
That's just where I want to be.
Free my child, Arkansas. In the store, the coffee's in.
Little old jail, her pappy's in.
Free my child, Cajun, Arkansas. I feel her heat, her color heat. Don't wait for me.
Don't wait for me.
Cause all the gals there have to turn with hospitality. Ain't no use for the telephone.
No one ever stays at home.
Free my child, Cajun, Arkansas.
Singing bass, but all right, Caroline, we'll put it in the column. You know, this creature is also a 4-time winner of the World Yodeling Championship. Listen.
I love to yodel, I used to get it all along the romance in the spring. Now I could serenade a pony, but it won't mean matrimony, cause you can't buy a golden wedding ring. I love to yodel, I get created. No one wants to listen but the cows. So I'll yodel lullabies as I gaze into their eyes. They seem to like the melody somehow. I love to yodel, how you created it. And there's no cowboy that I know. I'd love to do his cooking, and gee, is he good looking? But he's faster at the movie show.
I'm Carolina Cotton. She's also an expert at wrestling and judo. I'm glad we didn't get around to that subject. And as Studio Columbia will soon release Eddie Small's picture, Valentino, with Tony Dexter and Eleanor Parker. Pug Wells, whose experiences as an airline hostess were responsible for the film Three Guys Named Mug, was given a party at the Wings Club in New York by C.R. Smith, president of American Airlines. He presented Pug with 100 shares of stock in his company. Robert Newton, British actor, accused by his wife of kidnapping their baby and bringing it here without her consent, assured his friend and producer, Gabrielle Pascal, that as soon as his wife is well enough to take care of the little boy, he'll be returned to her. You know, after the dramatization of The Killers on this show last week, I learned that Ernest Hemingway wrote that story in 3 hours and got $50,000 for the movie rights. He wrote it in Madrid, Spain, during a snowstorm.
There's a picture being released by Columbia which has a particularly intriguing and timely theme and setting. The Great Manhunt. Its theme, what happens when a country is captured by a ruthless political strongman? Its setting, well, I asked my friend Douglas Fairbanks Jr. to star of the picture to tell me about it.
Hedda, the picture opens with these words. You won't find Bosnia on any map. Neither can you buy a dictionary of the language in any bookshop. But any resemblance Bosnia may have to any other state, past or present, living or dead, is hardly coincidental.
In other words, it's about a small country behind the Iron Curtain. Is that it, Doug?
That's right. This being a suspense story, I'm certainly not going to tell you what the surprise twist is at the end. But in the picture, I'm Dr. John Marlowe, an American surgeon. Invited to Bosnia, presumably to receive its gold medal for perfecting a revolutionary technique in surgery. It wasn't until I performed an operation which was to demonstrate that technique that I found my patient was the number one man of Bosnia, its dictator, General Neva himself. Yes, I had been tricked. And afterwards, when I tried to leave, I was informed that I couldn't leave Bosnia until General Neva's recovery. The police state so depended on its strongman that they couldn't allow the news to leak out that he had even been ill. You play a very good game of billiards, Colonel Galton.
Dr. Marlowe. You don't know how refreshing these last show evenings have been, but may I ask a question?
It's a free country. Oh, sorry, it slipped out.
You had General Neva's life in your hands. Your knife had only to slip to give a practical expression of your disapproval of our form of government. Or you could simply have refused to continue with the operation. And yet you did neither.
I don't confuse myself with Providence.
Admirable.
May I ask you a question? What would you have done if Neva had died? You could have hardly kept me here indefinitely just to keep his death secret.
Well, it would be very difficult to see more than one solution. An unfortunate accident, shall we say? One foreigner who knows too much against the survival of the whole state? Can you suggest an alternative?
No.
Well, then, let us forget it. After all, we're only amusing ourselves by an exercise which would no doubt have turned out very differently in practice.
Dr. Marlowe! Dr. Marlowe, please!
I gave him some intravenous coramine.
Thrombosis?
Yes, Dr. Marlowe. Shall we try more adrenaline?
Yes, quick. Hand me the... No. Never mind. General Neva is dead.
Dr. Marlowe!
I'll wash up and be with you, Colonel Galton.
You'll wait. I must
see you. Yes, right away. Of course. Just take a moment. You told you were my chauffeur, weren't you? To drive me anywhere I want?
Oh,
hurry up, then, or I'll miss my plane. Can't you understand? Hurry!
Dr. Marlowe! Listen up, my car. Taxi!
Vinci che le sente della Bavana, americani. Pareti.
That was very foolish of you to run so far, Dr. Marlowe. Escape is not possible on the kind of roads...
Da, Colonel.
Where is he? Where did you slow down? Which one of those turns? That tunnel!
didn't say Potsky.
American legation, I asked you. Amerikansky, Americanisha. Is that it? That building with the... Never mind, Mother. You're a hotel doorman. You must speak a word or two of English or French or... Excuse me. Excuse me. Well, it's the start from the hero.
Gina?
Huh?
Gina. Emoji bespas gemut. Da. Emoji.
Come on, eat them yourself.
Angi, Americanje. Esto pa' copal. Mi lavando.
Watch the girl on the stage.
I'm not stupid. Bespas.
Anyone in this country even understand? Shut up. People are looking. Shut. Oh, baby. A paper doll. And the real one. Please, don't cry out. Shut the door, please. I heard you singing in English out there. You are English, aren't you?
50%.
Oh, good. Then you can help
me.
Did
you like the act?
Yes, I did. Very much.
Sure. It's quite an intelligent face. You don't see many Americans involved in anymore. What are you doing here?
Running from the police.
What?
It's true. I need help. My name's Marlowe. I'm a doctor. The police are looking for me now.
State police?
They're in the theater, and I don't know my way around. I don't know a word of the language.
None of my business. Get out of here.
Just one moment, please.
Get out of here. There's nothing I can do.
But I have no choice. I had to follow you home. Don't you understand? They'll shoot me if they catch me.
What?
They've tried it once before in the street. You can help me very easily if you will.
How?
I don't know. I don't know anything about your country. I need help to get out of it.
You said you're a doctor?
Yes, I'm with the Stuyvesant Research Council.
Lots of people in the city speak two or three languages. Make very peculiar livings. Some sell nylons, for example, while others are less ambitious and only sell their best friends. None of my affairs. You must go now, at once.
I don't understand you. The trouble with you people here is you live in so much suspicion and distrust you've lost all your courage to do anything. You won't even listen to what I have to say. No, it's none of your affair. You're such a loyal, well-trained party member that...
My father was a school teacher. They sent him away for what they called political re-education. He never came back.
But it's still none of your... Who is it?
I don't know.
You could save my life.
I could think of that in jail.
You're coming with me. Not only because I need you, but because they'll find out I've been with you already.
I'm tired.
There'll be two of us. Somehow we'll get out of here. We'll get to America.
What can I do when I get to America?
Well, I have some connections of sorts.
Somehow I don't think you can have very good music hall connections.
Oh, I don't know. I once took out a juggler's appendix.
That's about all we have in common, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose it is.
We're worlds apart.
That's right. Worlds apart.
Rabani?
Yes.
Mr. Vida Steven Weiger. Coco.
Hey, Otto. Enderby.
Well?
Landlord. Thought he heard voices. Police were here to tell him they were looking for an American.
told him I was making cocoa just boiled off. The substitute. You care for saccharin? We have no sugar.
Yes. Oh, yes, please.
You'll have to leave early in the morning.
You haven't heard my story yet.
I can't go through life saying it's none of my affair. I've got to fight for the kind of life I want sometimes. Don't I?
Thank you.
If you don't mind, I think I'll go inside and sleep.
Not at all. I think I'll sleep pretty well myself now.
I'm sure you will. I put two of my sleeping tablets in your cocoa.
What's that?
There are risks and risks. But some risks I don't take.
We'll make out.
Thank you, Doug. Only tell me, how does it end? Did the doctor and the girl escape from Bosnia?
Oh, no, Hedda. I told you, I can't give away the ending. But in a way, there isn't any ending to stories like this, is there? As long as there are countries like Bosnia with their iron fists and iron curtains.
I know what you mean. What a difference here in America. Tomorrow we celebrate the birthday of the man who represented the exact opposite, freedom.
Abraham Lincoln. I wonder what he'd think of the world as it is today.
Doug, I think there's no better way to close this column than to read Bishop Lindsay's great answer to that question. Abraham Lincoln walks at midnight. It is portentous and a thing of state that here at midnight in our little town, a mourning figure walks and will not rest near the old courthouse, pacing up and down. Or by his homestead or in shadowed yards, he lingers where his children used to play. Or through the market on the well-worn stones, he stalks until the dawn stars burn away. A bronze lank man, his suit of ancient black, a famous high top hat and plain worn shawl, make him the quaint, great figure that men love, the prairie lawyer, master of us all. He cannot sleep upon his hillside now. He is among us, as in times before. And we who toss and lie awake for long, breathe deep and start to see him pass the door. His head is bowed. He thinks on men and kings. Yea, when the sick world cries, how can he sleep? Too many peasants fight. They know not why. Too many homesteads in black terror weep. The sins of all the warlords burn his heart. He sees the dreadnoughts scouring every main. He carries on his shawl-wrapped shoulders now the bitterness, the folly, and the pain. He cannot rest until a spirit dawn shall come. The shining hope of Europe free, the league of the sober folk, the workers' earth, bringing long peace to cornland, Alp, and sea. It breaks his heart that kings must murder still, that all his hours of travail here for men seem yet in vain. And who will bring white peace that he may sleep upon his hill again?
Stars of the stars that make you. There'll be songs by Tony Martin and personal visits of two of Hollywood's greatest stars, John Hodiak and Ann Baxter.
Good night, everybody.
Hear Hedda Hopper next Sunday, right after Phil Harris. And in just a moment, hear Theater Guild with Ginger Rogers and Lee Tracy in Within the Law. The Hedda Hopper Show is an FMB production directed by Gil Faust with music by Frank Worth. This is Art Baker bidding you good night.